Qinghe Fitness Empire. Created by Opal Song. Fandom, Mo Dao Zhu She, or The Untamed. Relationships, Nie Meng Chui, Nie Hui Song. Meng Yao, Lan Si Chen, Nie Meng Chui. Meng Yao, Nie Hui Song. Nie Hui Song, Jiang Cheng. Wei Wuxian, Lan Wangji. Rating, explicit. Also tagged for Modern AU, Gym AU, Fitness AU, Burlesque, Pole Dancing, World Building. Too much world building for what this is. Incest, Stripping, Poly, Chatfic, Notfic, Non-Traditional Narrative. Will I ever get tired of making fun of Wangxian's inability to communicate? Never. Summary. Meng Chui and Hui Song inherit a run-down, hole-in-the-wall gym from their father. They build it into an empire, hiring Zichen, Wei Wuxian, and Meng Yao on the way. Meng Yao teaches pole dancing, the only form of exercise that attracts Hui Song. Meng Chui is a fan of Hui Song exercising. He is distressed in his pants at Hui Song pole dancing. Creator's Notes. This is a chatfic I created on a Discord server. This means it is not a traditional narrative. I have no plans to write this as a traditional narrative. However, I have blanket permission to make transformative works of my work, so if you would like to, feel free. Being a chatfic, I have also done no research on this, and it very likely does not reflect a realistic portrayal of anything, including cultural issues. All of my gym knowledge is self-obtained from working at fitness facilities. Prompt. Gym AU. Run by Meng Chui and Zichen. Meng Chui in charge of weights. Zichen runs classes for yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, and various martial arts. Lan Zichen works there as a trainer part-time. Jiang Cheng is a regular. Wei Wuxian goes along to mock him and then sees Lan Chan and pays for a lifetime membership. Meng Chui and Zichen interview various people for the job of dance teacher, and when Meng Yao walks in, they both have a moment, and when he shows them his moves, they both need a moment. And then he is running various dance classes, including pole classes. Hui Song's interest is finally piqued. He signs up for Zumba and pole. Meng Chui spends his days at work in a constant state of distressed, needing to tip a bucket of ice water over his everything. I semi-speak gym, as in, I work at fitness facilities. So, this gym you're describing is huge and extremely varied. Okay, now I'm having world-building thoughts about this gym. Give me some minutes to percolate. Gyms tend to specialize, and the kind of activities you're suggesting don't normally go together. Not at the level I'd expect them to be at. As in, the kind of places that would have all of these are like city-run gyms or a YMCA or something, which is not what we're going for. So, backstory. Meng Chui and Hui Song inherit a hole-in-the-wall bro gym, the kind that is a dingy hole with no natural light and a bunch of metal weights that crash when you drop them and, like, maybe one cardio machine. It has a couple of regulars, enough to keep the lights on, but nothing more. And they are gross and leer at any ladies that come in and are super gatekeepery to anyone that isn't them. And the gym is going to go under soon if nobody does anything. Ming Tui has been going there since he was a child, and even he knows it needs work. The first thing they do is let Hoi Song at the finances and marketing and design, etc. Ming Tui handles the front, Hoi Song handles the back. So they inherit this gym, and they are too young to be taken seriously, but they are determined to make Ching He a thing. Cue the whole thing about Hoi Song actually using his brain and plotting for good and not just high school pranks, and managing to get them a bunch of funding, and Ming Tui going to a bunch of successful gyms to figure out what they need, and them shutting the whole place down because, holy shit, it hasn't been safetied since, like, the 60s. And it desperately needs a renovation. Cue renovation montage. And during this whole thing, Hoi Song is still in high school, and Ming Tui has dropped out of higher education because they need all the money for the gym, and they get really, really close because they both spend every spare moment they have working on the gym. Daga doing most of the construction work himself, and Hoi Song painting the entire thing over break, etc. And finally it opens, and it is gorgeous and welcoming and has really good equipment, etc. It is still a bro gym. Free weights and weight machines. A fair number of cardio machines now, though, too. Hoi Song still refuses to work out more than twice a week. And even that, Ming Tui has to drag him into doing. But they have some mats for stretching, which is an improvement. And Daga runs gym orientations and maybe some lifting classes. And they get a clientele. Because who wouldn't want to learn from Daga? And by the time Hoi Song is graduating, they have a tiny bit of extra money, and Ming Tui insists that Hoi Song go to university/college. And Hoi Song insists that Daga take that personal trainer class he's been yearning after so he can get accredited and they can actually charge for his advice. And Hoi Song, for all he whines about it, is a business major, but all his free classes are fine arts, and he's actually fine with that. He still whines and refuses to actually work out. And somewhere in here, the business explodes. Hoi Song got social media for it. That's what happened. And normally, this is when businesses expand too fast or can't keep up. But Hoi Song has been running this place since he was in high school and has now taken actual business classes on top of that. And Daga has a fucking jacked work ethic, and they make it work. They buy some buildings around them and start to branch out. And here's the thing. They branch out because Daga is still trying to get Hoi Song to work out. And if the weights and cardio aren't doing it, maybe yoga will? So they build a yoga/stretching/pilates/bar studio next door. And the styling is all the same. All original art by Hoi Song. A combo of traditional Chinese painting and graffiti style. Hoi Song's friend Wei Wuxian comes over to help paint. But neither brother knows yoga/etc. Fortunately, Ming Tui has made fast friends with a guy that is apparently one of the best yoga instructors in the city. He comes by to do weights, etc. in their gym. But he is wasted in his current place and really wants to open his own studio. And Hoi Song likes him too, likes his style and business sense. So he gets signed on as partner for Gusu Studio. And yes, this is Lan Xichen. He is gorgeous, so that helps with keeping their brand. With Xichen comes his younger brother, Lan Chan, who is actually a working ballet dancer, who apparently has no social life, because in his free time, he runs the bar classes. I scrolled back up to read the initial prompt and noticed martial arts stuff, and I love the idea. And I think maybe they open a third place on the other side of Ching He for that, but I have no serious thoughts. I'll keep thinking about it. I just adore the idea of them running kids' martial arts classes. In any case, the yoga, Pilates, martial arts classes are popular, and Hoi Song sees the eyes Daga makes at Xichen and sees the faces Xichen makes at Daga, and he throws them into bed together. Never mind that Daga has been exclusively his since he was a teenager. That apparently isn't healthy. And really, Daga does need some friends, so... And so things trundle along, including Wei Wuxian literally walking into a wall while staring at Lan Duangqi as he lifts and works out in Qinghe. Jiangcheng is definitely a member. He actually has a world membership, meaning he has a membership to all of their gyms, studios, etc., not just a specific one. But he will never tell Wei Wuxian that he goes to yoga. He is definitely there just to lift weights, not stretch, or stare at Daga's muscles, or Sichun's shoulders, or to get the gentle corrections, or, nothing! Just lifting, okay? Chat suggests Wei Wuxian as baby martial arts instructor volunteer. Oh! And the martial arts place is called Yilin. Wei Wuxian eventually ends up a partner in it. Wei Wuxian has a black belt in, like, 5 different martial arts because his parents didn't know what to do with him as a kid. So much energy and so smart and utterly disrespectful. He's hired on, at first, as a teacher. Wait, I take it back. The martial arts studio already exists, but it is a trash pile. Wei Wuxian works there and is treated badly doing it. All of their employees are. But Wei Wuxian really loves the place. It was where he practically lived as a kid, and he wants to have that for other people. So he really, really wants to buy it out, but the current owners are trash. So he convinces Huaisang, and thus Yilin. And Wei Wuxian basically runs it, but isn't a partner for a while. Meanwhile, the demand for dance classes is increasing, and Lan Wangji can only do so much, and they have a full day of yoga, etc. to do as well. So they open another studio, this one specifically for dancing. Also, because Daga has noticed that while yoga has actually gotten his brother into the gym, it isn't very cardio-heavy, and he wants Huaisang to do some actual work, not just stretching. Huaisang, meanwhile, is worried about Daga and the fact that he works out, like, 24-7, and Huaisang would like him to take a break and maybe do some yoga. Dance studio called Lanling, maybe? In any case, mostly this is Lan Wangji's territory, but he will only teach specific, highly regimented styles. Workout styles of them, but still. They need an instructor for a bunch of other things, like Zumba and stuff. Daga quote here. And so they interview people. None of them really know anyone. And this guy walks in and just... He says his name is Meng Yao and is cagey about his home address. But his resume says he can teach not only the bar classes and Zumba, but also pole and acrobatics and aerial stuff. And Daga's mind goes through several things. 1. Yes, please want. 2. These all sound good. They can afford to install removable poles and reinforce the rafters for aerial stuff. 3. Huaisang looks interested. So they hire Meng Yao, and he is just as skilled as promised. He's also amazing at scheduling and running things, and Huaisang might be a bit in love just because he doesn't have to do all the work for yet another business. And then Daga catches him leaving his car, rumpled as if he's been sleeping in it, and slinking into the studio to shower. And they figure out that he doesn't have a home address because he was kicked out. Which seals it. He gets an apartment above Lan Ling. None of them sleep with him, because Daga and Huaisang are his employers and landlords, and that is just... yikes. But there are yearning glances. There is Zichen, going to his bar and Zumba classes. And then Meng Chui realizes that Huaisang still isn't going to the classes, and, like, he does not for a moment regret hiring Meng Yao, but really, Didi? Could you audit a pole class or something? He means it mostly as a joke. Means for Huaisang to laugh and go to one of the Zumba classes. Huaisang goes to the pole class. It goes well. Anyway, I wrote myself into a corner with Meng Yao being an employee and tenant of the dudes I want to fuck him, And I think Threeza need to be together before Meng Yao goes, "Daga is staring at Hoi Song Di a little too much. Time to return the matchmaking favor and teach Hoi Song all the sexy pole stuff and maybe stripping too." Chat posts a bunch of pictures of the CQL actors working out. Very hot. Hoi Song 100% takes those pictures, and a bunch of Daga and Xichinga and Yaoga, and uses them on the website and other social media. They have a certain draw. There is an entire Tumblr, not even owned by Hoi Song, devoted to thirst traps from their gym. They are a Yuletide fandom. The Galaxy Brain to write this fic is a series of Tumblr posts, most by randos, but some by Hoi Song. But seriously, someone please help me get Meng Yao into being a partner and moving out of the apartment owned by the company. I want Hoi Song to fist pump and toss him into bed with Xichinke and Daga. Chat suggests various genius ideas. So it has been a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, since Meng Yao moved into the apartment above Lan Ling. Wei Wuxian is flailing about with Yilin at the moment, and a bunch of shit is going down with that property/business. And Hoi Song had planned to start another social media campaign. It is near a holiday or something, and he normally does things for stuff like that. But he's so consumed with the business side of things that he just does not have time. And one day, Meng Yao comes into Qinghe at 3 a.m., basically the only time they're closed. And it isn't to head to Daga's room. It's to use the laundry there or something. The thing in Lan Ling broke down last week, and he keeps meaning to tell Hoi Song or Daga about it, but he doesn't want to be a burden. And this works, so shrug. Only as he wanders in at 3 fucking a.m., he hears noise from Hoi Song's office, and it is Hoi Song crying at his computer, just overwhelmed and sobbing. The kid has been working so hard, running what amounts to like 4 businesses with no help. And when Meng Yao gets that out of him, he immediately offers to help any way he can. They gave him a place to live and a job. It's the least he can do. But Hoi Song just shakes his head because he and Daga promised each other that they would never be those bosses. Their employees do their jobs and get paid for their work and get proper pay and breaks and etc. And this wouldn't be that, Meng Yao. Know your worth, Meng Yao. You already do more work than any of the other teachers, scheduling your facility and stuff. And Meng Yao is like, you could pay me more, I guess? Give me a different position? This is your company, right? Thinking back to the shady-as-fuck stuff his bio dad pulled with him and his company. And Hoi Song is like, oh shit, you're right! And promptly promotes him to something like social media manager or publicity or something. And like, Meng Yao still mostly teaches, but now he can help Hoi Song when he needs it. And he is a fucking amazing publicity person. Entirely different than Hoi Song, but so good. And there are a couple of jerks, not employees, patrons, that whisper about Meng Yao living above the pole dancing shop and how he must have gotten his raise by sleeping with the bosses. And Meng Yao is mostly like, grin and bear it. But Daga overhears and shuts them down and bans them for life. And as he rages, Meng Yao realizes it is both because of disrespect for him. Disrespect for him? And also because the people were not respecting sex workers, and Daga is not about that. They are a safe space. Sex workers need to keep in shape, too. And then Wei Wuxian comes bursting into Qinghe one day when Meng Yao, Daga, and Xichen are going over some new ideas for classes. Regular patrons are doing their thing in the middle of the day, and Wei Wuxian is like, where is Hoi Song? And Hoi Song is pulled out of the back office, complaining that if this is Daga trying to get him to work out again. But then Wei Wuxian just blurts out that he finally cracked Koi Tower's code and got all the dirt on Meng Yao's bio dad and cousin and about his inheritance. And Meng Yao is like, you what? Forced dimpled smile. And Hoi Song laughs awkwardly and tries to slink back into the office. And shit goes down. Maybe a lawsuit, I don't know. But it ends up with Meng Yao having actual money, not just what he was saving from working at Lan Leng. He lets slip that he's excited that he can quit his other job. And everybody is like, "What other job, Ah Yao?" And it turns out he was pole dancing / stripping at Koi Tower clubs this entire time, too, because of the shitty contract he was locked into despite them taking most of his money. And now he can just teach and be marketing for the Qinghe company. It is going to be so relaxing. No more people touching him if he doesn't want. Everyone else, murder. Happily, they don't have to. One of the things that came out of the lawsuit is that now those clubs are under the control of Sichuan, who is appalled and is going to clean things up. And then Huaisong slyly mentions that if he wants to invest his money, he has enough to buy half of Lan Leng. And so that happens, and suddenly Meng Yao is a partner. Lan Xichun also has other work with the company. Maybe he's an accountant? And on the night of the Welcome Meng Yao to Partnership party, Huaisong accidentally locks Meng Yao, Xichun, and Daga in a room with a bed. It works. The sexual tension had been a lot. And after that, things quiet down. There is the continuing hubbub around Yi Lin. That's all left over from the sketchy shit the previous owners were pulling. But in general, everything is fine. And because Lan Xichun got his accounting degree and Wei Wuxian does maintenance and IT and Daga is technically the CEO and does all the CEO stuff, I don't think they have investors. Not really. So I don't actually know what Daga does. He doesn't have to be CEO. Help? And Wang Ji floats around the edge, but is teaching more and more martial arts classes amidst his actual ballet job. They all know it is so he can be around Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian has no clue. They have a betting pool. Jiang Cheng is involved. Because of all of that, Huaisong is no longer overworked. He has time to breathe and work on art, and as Daga reminds him every hour, he has time to work out. And part of Huaisong is like, I wish things were burning down around my ears and I had 20-hour workdays so I had no time. But he does. And the worst thing is that Daga is right. He does have time to work out, and the Tumblr has noticed that he doesn't do any classes anymore. He hasn't done one of Daga's classes since he was 19 and had a boner the entire time and had to hide in the bathroom and jerk off after. It was the worst. He knows the routines. He can do them when Daga isn't sweating and touching him to fix his form. Chat suggests the reason Daga is pushing Huaisong to work out is that the Nie family has a congenital heart condition that tends to lead to premature death, and Daga just wants his Didi to live a long, happy life. And the thing is that while Huaisong considers himself to be not super fit and that he never works out, that is really just in comparison to the people he's around who are all workout nuts / professional athletes. Huaisong does actually do yoga in his apartment, and he reads his morning emails while walking on a treadmill and walks to the deli down the street for lunch and drops in on Wei Wuxian's adult classes sometimes. But it's all casual, and rarely does he actually go to a class or do an actual workout. But none of them are really of the mindset that any of this really counts. Because it is casual and not a hardcore workout. They 0% believe this of any of their staff or patrons, just each other, because that is the way of gym people. Well, gym people that are not shitty and gatekeepery. Anyway, the point of that is that when Meng Yao invites Huaisong to one of his beginner pole classes to get Daga off his back, Huaisong agrees and is in actual okay shape and can do the things. And Huaisong has tried every class they offer, or is intending to. The last two he meant to try before everything caught fire were the pole and aerial classes, and Meng Yao says he can't do aerial until he's done beginner pole. Daga and Xichen and Wei Wuxian also have done all the classes, Because it is a thing. They all try out everything, so that if someone is in their classes and it isn't right for them, they can direct that person to something better. Which, yes, meant the first month of Meng Yao teaching, when he was still living in his car, Daga and Xichen and Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji were in his pole class learning how to pole dance. Lan Wangji only showed up because there was no way Wei Wuxian was learning to pole dance without Lan Wangji in the room. Xichen pretty quickly moved on to aerial and loves it. He's getting good enough that sometimes he and Meng Yao trade classes if they need to flip schedules. Wei Wuxian shows up to rando pole classes, not even the same level every time. He is a gremlin in them. Meng Yao suffers. Lan Wangji suffers when he inevitably finds out later that he missed it. But yeah, Huaisang goes to pole and actually sticks with it. Normally he tries out the class and stays for like a month and then stops going because it isn't for him. But this? He keeps going? Daga is ecstatic! Huaisang keeps going because it is interesting and sexy. And Meng Yao is blatantly sexy, but also very much the teacher. Chat freaks out about potential social media squee. Oh, social media new. Huaisang didn't see any of it in person because he was too busy putting out fires, but he saw the pictures later and regrets. Chat laughingly suggests that the other guys get up to dumb gym people tricks and the ice bucket challenge. Yup, they did that. 100%. That was a thing that Huaisang had them do. For entirely altruistic reasons, of course. I was thinking they each did their thirst trap in their own style. So Xichen does yoga. In yoga pants. And Daga does weights or chin-ups or something. Wei Wuxian does martial arts. Wei Wuxian talks Lan Wangji into doing it. And he does it in point shoes and ballet tights at a bar. Meng Yao does aerial. All wrapped in silk, and then they pour a bucket of water on him from ladders. Huaisang tries to get away with not doing it. Grin! Spoilers, he doesn't get away with not doing it. Chat inputs extensively. Meng Yao does burlesque and teaches one-off classes that include Wei Wuxian, Jiang Yanli, and Wen Cheng. That turns into a regular class that Huaisang joins. Some thirsty ramblings about Daga walking in on the class and not recognizing Huaisang, and then recognizing Huaisang, and being very horny about it. Ending with a question of whether Huaisang's fan-focused burlesque routine has him dressed in a suit or a schoolgirl outfit. Oh, fuck yes! I love this idea! This is a while after Meng Yao is partner, both to give Treason time to get settled and also to give Huaisang time to get good at pole. And Meng Yao has noticed the brothers noticing each other, and has talked to Xichen. Because Meng Yao knows he doesn't have the best frame of reference. Sketchy times in the Jin household. But, Xichen also doesn't have the best frame of reference because he and Lan Wangji were really insular as kids and teens. But between them, they figure it's fine. And then the burlesque one-off happens, and Huaisang gets really into it. And Meng Yao is delighted and also really turned on. And I think I want Meng Yao and Xichen to gently ask Daga if they're exclusive. This sparks that discussion, which is weird for all of them, but they have it. Because business partners and poly means they need to have excellent communication in this relationship. And they hash it out that they are exclusive, kinda. As in, they are, but they have left it open to talk about specific people for sleeping with. They have their talk, and then immediately Meng Yao and Xichen are like, "So, Huaisang?" And Daga is just like, but says yes, because there's not a thing in the world he will deny his baby bro. And I don't know if Xichen starts sleeping with him, if they have sexy yoga instruction. But Meng Yao definitely approaches him. And Meng Yao and Huaisang 100% have super sexy burlesque stripping pole dancing sessions that end in making out and fucking on the floor of the studio. After hours. When the doors are locked and the blinds are closed. But Huaisang still goes to the regular burlesque classes. 1,000,000% yes to the fans. And their graduation show is totally at a club. Maybe a queer one, because most of the people in the class are queer. But it isn't Hoisang that gets Daga to film it. It is Meng Yao. Because Hoisang didn't actually notice Daga walking in and then staring like he wanted to eat him. Burlesque is hard, and he was still working on the routine and wasn't aware of his surroundings. But Meng Yao sure noticed, and he's teased Daga about it, doing the calling him Daga in bed thing. He's also called Hoisang Didi in bed once or twice, and it went over well. So Meng Yao invites Daga, and Hoisang has no idea, but he has a bit in his routine where he interacts with an audience member, gets nice and close. Meng Yao sits Daga right in the way of that. Better camera angles, obviously. Chat asks what Hoisang is wearing. I'm thinking he uses the business suit. With, yeah, one of those body cages underneath. But with a thong, because this is burlesque and public. Not technically stripping. Yes to tassels. Chat asks about music. I want him to have some sort of trashy song with the word brother. Wait, there was an Adam Lambert song? Chat suggests Bad Things, the theme tune for True Blood, and Melissa Ferrick's Drive. General thirsty talk about Hoisang stripping, tie draping, shirt sleeves rolling up, etc. He throws his jacket at Daga's face. Maybe that is when he notices him. He's trying to figure out who to throw it at, and suddenly, Daga! And Ming Tui is just jaw-dropped, slightly flushed, also in a suit. And suddenly Hoisang is slightly hard and ready to put way more into his performance than he had been expecting. Meng Yao has a shit-eating grin where he is wrangling people in the back. More thirst for Hoisang loosening his tie and Daga's sweaty reaction. Ming Tui is definitely sweating. Grin. The previous dancer finishes their routine, and Ming Tui thinks he's gotten some good footage. Meng Yao and Hoisang will be happy. He'd gotten great footage of Yun Li earlier. Lan Wangji is waiting for Wei Wuxian's performance later. He has his phone camera ready. This is relevant because Daga isn't going to stick around for Wei Wuxian's performance. Big grin. The lights go down, and when they come up, there is a slow bass beat. Maybe. Don't know the song you were suggesting. And Hoisang, standing in front of a pole. Spotlight lighting up just him. Suit impeccable. Cufflinks and earrings glinting in the light. Meng Yao gives him a rousing introduction, including mentioning that he is the manager/owner of the whole place. Hoisang hasn't noticed Daga yet. His eyes are down and his head is bowed, looking shy. I picture the bass boosted. Hoisang's hips start to sway. Ming Tui feels dread. He'd known, of course, that Hoisang was in the burlesque class. He'd seen him, bending and twisting around the pole in the studio. It was burned into his brain. He kept seeing it when he was drifting off to sleep. But somehow he hadn't realized that Hoisang would be here, doing a routine. Fuck. That was his tailored suit, the one Ming Tui went with him to buy when they were closing on one of the businesses. He had a matching one. But the cufflinks are new, and the tie, and fuck, he looked good enough to eat. He kind of hated Meng Yao right now. Meng Yao knew. Hoisang snapped a fan open to hide his face, as if he was shy, hips still swaying. His other hand reached up and back and grabbed the pole above his head. Chat asks thirstily if Ming Tui finds it easier to watch through the camera, whether he hides that way. I was thinking Ming Tui forgot about the camera, grin, but how about both? For the first part of the dance, Ming Tui concentrated on getting good footage. It was like any other dancer. Hoisang would be so disappointed if there was no good footage of him for social media. Meng Yao was always complaining that Hoi Song was barely in their social media presence. Besides, if he treated Hoi Song like all the other dancers, who were patrons, then there was a barrier there. He could think of Hoi Song as someone he didn't know, someone untouchable. Shouldn't he be untouchable as his brother anyway? It worked for a while. It was easier than he thought, because Hoi Song was doing things Meng Chui would have never expected of him. Flexibility and strength he didn't think Hoi Song had. He's mostly playing around the pole at this point, because climbing the pole is super hard with cloth between your skin and it. Slinky movements and sexy flexibility showing tricks. He throws the fan several times. Then he undoes his jacket, slowly and sensuously. Meng Chui focuses very hard on the camera, not on what is in front of him. He regrets this when the jacket lands in his lap. He jerks his head up, meeting Hoi Song's eyes. Hoi Song's wide, surprised, slightly vulnerable eyes. And then Hoi Song's mouth curls into a sly pout, and he drops into a split, one wrist coming up so he can remove the cufflink with his teeth. Meng Chui drops the camera in his lap, utterly forgotten. He continues to be sexy in the split on the floor as he removes the other cufflink and slowly rolls his sleeves up. Then he rotates, and Meng Chui could have gone his entire life without knowing that his DD could rotate from a front split to a center split without his hips leaving the ground. He would regret not knowing. Hoi Song lays himself back on the floor, arms spread, forearms and elbows bared and biceps peeking out in a way that should be illegal. His head tilted back to bare his neck and so he can lock eyes with Meng Chui again. Then he snaps his legs together and pushes himself into a bridge, holds it, lets the audience drink in his arched back and strong arms for a moment, before rolling himself up to standing in a fantastic show of core strength. Meng Chui tears his eyes away from the small of his back and his ass and notices, fuck, his DD is wearing heels. Everyone is applauding, and Meng Chui should be too. He should be watching respectfully. Spoilers, he is not watching respectfully. Instead, he is sitting there with his mouth slightly parted, leaning forward, hands gripping the chair so hard he's afraid he's going to crack it. Hoi Song flirts with his fan and then covers his face again as if he's shy. The other hand drops to his fly. Meng Chui might actually have blanked out there for a moment. Hoi Song somehow removed those fitted dress pants in a way that was sexy and on beat. Meng Chui couldn't have told you how. The only other person he knows that can sexily take off pants is Meng Yao. Even Si Chen looks like a dork doing it. Chat worries about Daga Chi deviating. Chat thirstily suggests Hoi Song bending and snapping. But then he's standing there, fan shyly covering his face, tailored dress shirt skimming the tops of his thighs, heels making his calves ungodly fucking amazing. He looks like a fucking wet dream. 100% bending and snapping. And then he reaches back for the pole and starts to use it. And for a moment, Meng Chui can breathe, because he's seen Hoi Song work a pole before. And Hoi Song is doing a lot of high-level tricks, obviously showing off. And not that those aren't sexy, but they're more feats of athleticism than seduction. Except then, after a series of fast moves, Hoi Song pauses, the music drops. Don't know if this song does, but if not, he's using a remix. Grin. And Hoi Song is in a pretty difficult hold, and he just holds it, lets his torso hang upside down, and his shirt rides up, down, whatever. It reveals him because of gravity. And Meng Chui can't breathe, because is that lace? Only then Hoi Song pulls it back to cover himself and snaps his fan open to cover his face and is just hanging, spinning slowly by his bare legs. He holds it and holds it while the music and the audience's anticipation builds. And now he needs to remove his shirt, but I can't think of how. And also, is he still wearing the tie? Because if yes, then he gets off the pole and removes the tie-in shirt as part of basically a lap dance on Ming Tuei's lap. Chat is enthusiastic about the tie being present. I also adore the image of Hoisang standing there in just heels, shirt, and tie, sleeves rolled up and fan in his hand. Hoisang delicately comes down from the pole. Is his face red from the blood rushing to it from being upside down? Or is Ming Tuei just imagining that through the makeup? There's no other word for it. He slinks towards the edge of the stage, going down to his knees and then crawling. The move always looked cheesy in movies, but Ming Tuei's mouth is dry as Hoisang bites his lower lip at the edge of the stage. Hoisang glances to the side. Is he looking at Meng Yao? Ming Tuei can't bring himself to look, to tear his eyes away from Hoisang's face. Hoisang's face scans the crowd before his eyes land back on Ming Tuei and his pupils go wider. Shit, he's close enough that Ming Tuei can see that. Hoisang glances to the side again, quickly, as if asking permission, before his mouth forms the word, Daga. And he looks at Ming Tuei. Ming Tuei dips his head slightly. Whatever Dee Dee wants, he gets. Hoisang swings his legs around and sits at the edge of the stage, legs dangling, heels kicking at the wood. He fiddles seductively with his tie, slowly loosening it. Ming Tuei can practically feel those hands on his skin. Hoisang has tightened or fixed his tie so many times. The tie falls free, and Hoisang jumps to the ground on the same beat. He sways himself over to Ming Tuei. Ming Tuei grips his chair even tighter. This is his Dee Dee's performance. Anything he can do to help, he will. If that means he needs to stay still while Hoisang spreads his legs and stands over his lap, draping the tie around his neck, silk cool against his skin, a little damp from Hoisang's sweat, he will do it. He won't interrupt Hoisang. He won't grab him and pull him down onto his lap, sink his fingers into the plush muscle of his hips and grind up against his ass, finding out what he has on under that shirt with his cock first and eyes second. He won't. Because this is Hoisang and he's performing, and that is rude to any performer. And Hoisang is his brother. Also that... Hoisang never touches him, only the tie does. Hoisang grinds into the air above his lap, turns and drops his torso to give Ming Tuei an up-close and personal view of his perfect ass. An ass in a thong. Fuck, that is a lot of skin. Are those straps against it? And then Hoisang is standing and swaying and the shirt dips off one shoulder. He's obviously undoing it button by button. And Ming Tuei fights the urge to fling his own jacket over him, cover up that obscenely vulnerable bit of skin. Why is this different? Ming Tuei rails at himself. Hoisang's thighs are bare to the world. Why does his shoulder matter? The shirt drops to hang by the rolled-up sleeves, revealing a mess of satin straps crisscrossing Hoisang's back. Ripples of appreciation echo through the crowd, and the possessive, overbearing part of Ming Tuei fights with the part that is proud of his Dee Dee. He looks good and strong and attractive, and of course everyone wants him in his perfect choice of clothes. Then Hoisang turns and puts his leg up on the arm of Ming Tuei's chair, and Ming Tuei sees what he's wearing. A lace bodysuit. His black and gold heel is brushing Ming Tuei's arm. The tassel from the bodysuit is inches from Ming Tuei's chest. Hoisang's thong-clad cock is almost eye level. Hoisang's arms pulled behind his back by the shirt, and Hoisang is leaning over him, enticing like a present covered in tissue paper lace. Ming Tuei wants to tear it off with his teeth. Hoisang keeps eye contact and licks his lips. Ming Tuei can feel himself lean forward, can't help his mouth parting and teeth readying. He wants, he needs. A fan snaps down in front of his face, and Hoisang vaults back onto the stage, leaving his shirt in Ming Tuei's lap. Also, just imagine Hoisang practicing after hours with Meng Yao in that chair. Meng Yao, who is not always respectful, and does lean forward and yank the tassel or jerk himself off while having Hoisung hold pose after pose. Hoisung bites back. Hoisung does a bunch more pole tricks, even more impressive ones because he has more skin to hold on with, and sexier too, in the bodysuit. And Ming Tui maybe doesn't take it all in. He fleetingly thinks that he's going to need to watch this again because he is not retaining anything right now. He remembers this thought later and burns at the thought of Hoisung performing this for him and only him. Well, maybe Si Chen and Meng Yao, and maybe Jiang Cheng later once he's part of their thing. I think he does a fancy and sexy pole bit, and then it is the end, something dramatic. He's done a split before, so not that, I think. But something. A cool dismount. Plus, flirty pose with the fan. Please ignore how he has the fan all the time, but still has hands to do things. Maybe he holds it in his teeth a lot, all sexy-like? In any case, Hoisung, sexy pose, music drops out. Daga is left actually panting a little. He feels like he is the one that just danced hard. Or danced hard. And suddenly he doesn't want to see the rest of the performers. He'd been looking forward to what stunt Wei Wuxian would pose and how badly they'd get to Lan Wangji. He tells himself he wants to congratulate Didi on his fantastic performance and sticking with a sport. But he stops himself in the hallway to backstage. He shouldn't do this. Hoisung is probably changing. Hoisung is probably stripping out of the lace right now, naked. And Ming Tui absolutely should not go back there and barge in before he's back in whatever weird combination of business wear and sport wear he's chosen as tonight's outfit. Only then Hoisung is bouncing into the hall, suit pants back on and bodysuit still decorating his chest. Ming Tui loses his breath.
Didi,
he croaks out. Hoisung's smile is brilliant. Oh good, I was coming to find you. I need my shirt and jacket. Ming Tui swallows and hands them over silently. He can't stop staring at Hoisung's nipples, where they're framed by the lace. He should stop staring at Hoisung's nipples. He's seen Hoisung's nipples many times before, practically every day when Hoisung was in the phase of wearing those nearly transparent tank tops that were in style years ago. They aren't even pierced like Meng Yao's. Hoisung talked idly about piercing his at one point after seeing Meng Yao's, before deciding fairly quickly that he was too much of a wimp for that much pain. Hoisung put on the shirt, quickly buttoning up a few of the middle buttons, and then threw the jacket over his shoulders before immediately pulling it off, fanning himself with, "Fuck the fan." Meng Tui swallowed again. "You can keep the tie, Daga," Hoisung said. And that was his flirting voice. The one he used with pretty girls and pretty boys in clubs. The one Ming Tui glared at him for using with Jiang Cheng and Ching He. He could flirt when he wasn't flirting with a paying customer. Meet Jiang Cheng somewhere else, fine. Ming Tui growled a little and reached out, grabbing, gently, Hoisung by the waist. He could feel the lace under the shirt.
Didi.
He knew he was growling. Hoisung could tell him to fuck off any moment, or burst out laughing, or...
Daga.
Hoisung all but melted into the touch, the title almost a moan. And then they were crashing together, kissing, Ming Tui claiming his brother's mouth. He pushed Hoisung against the wall, caging him in with his arms, huge biceps blocking Hoisung's view of anything but his Daga. And Hoisung arched up into it, grinding against Ming Tui's thigh. When they broke apart to pant harshly into each other's mouths, Hoisung whined even as he ground down on Ming Tui's thigh harder.
Daga, I had a whole plan. Yaoga is taking out the whole class. I was going to sit there in my suit and have you wonder if I was still wearing the lace under it.
Ming Tui leaned his head against the wall and shook at the thought. Fuck, he needed to get himself under control. He dropped to his knees, deftly unfastening his Didi's pants and pulling aside the thong.
Daga!
Hoisung gasped and then moaned, too loud, but fuck it. Ming Tui was past caring.
I'm going to suck you off, Didi. You're going to come down my throat so you don't get your lace messy. Then you'll sit on my lap while you drink and feel me against your ass all evening. When you're ready to leave, we will. And then I'll take you home and open you up with my tongue, and after you come, I will finally... He kissed the tip of Hoisong's cock. Fuck you. Hoisong whined about that not being fair, but the whine turned into a moan and then gasping as Mingchui put his mouth where his money was. Hoisong came fast and hard, hunching over and clinging to Mingchui's hair. Mingchui was glad he came so fast. It was hell trying to keep his hands off his own cock. He cleaned his DD up with his mouth and then tucked him back into his thong, fastening his pants again, tucking in the shirt.
Da-da-hugga,
Hoisong whimpered. And then Mingchui was standing and they were kissing. They didn't make it back out in time to see Wei Wuxian's performance. This wasn't the one that broke Lan Wangji's control, so bets were still on. And the night went as Mingchui said it would. Hoisong squirmed through drinks in a way he did not normally, and left early. That routine apparently tuckered him right out, the poor thing. And then a while later, all four of them get into bed together. And then Hoisong does, indeed, finally stalk, happen upon Jiang Cheng somewhere that isn't the gym and asks him out. And Wei Wuxian hires the mildest-mannered cinnamon roll of a human to teach some classes at Yilin. Only turns out that this Wen Ning can go lift for lift with Daga, and Daga talks him into being lift bros with him. Wei Wuxian pouts, but Daga treats him better. Hoisong is not biased, definitely not, in saying that Daga stole his friend. And finally, finally, Wei Wuxian does a routine that is half martial arts, half traditional ballet, half stripping, and all with a ribbon that looks suspiciously like Lan Wangji's luck ribbon tying his hands together. Lan Wangji all but jumps him on stage, and Wei Wuxian is very surprised, all, "You like me, Lan Chan?" Will I default to making fun of Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji and every non-Wei Wuxian Lan Wangji-focused fic I write? Yes. Yes, I will. The end. If you enjoyed this fic, please leave some feedback. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!